We go to the bottom of the fifth as the Pheasants lead 3-1 over Sioux City. Corey Morales will lead off for the Birds. And he looks at a ball way up and outside. One ball, no strikes to Morales, who's 1-for-2 tonight. Broke a slump where he had gone hitless in 16 straight at-bats with a single in the first and scored the Pheasants' first run. Now a curve from Salazar is too far inside. Two balls, no strikes. Bottom of the fifth. Each team with five hits. The Pheasants have not trailed in this ballgame. Took the lead in the first on a two-run single from Cesar Nicholas. Morales here bounces one wide at the third base bag. It'll be 2-1. Rolls up over into the Sioux City bullpen. That bullpen was not in use last night as Nick Schumacher went for a complete game for Sioux City but took the loss. The Pheasants won 4-3. It's 2-1, and Salazar fires, and Morales pops this up shallow in the infield. Foul now for Wally Backman Jr., the third baseman, makes the catch in between the chalk line and that berm that sits quite close to the field of action. A lot of kids on the berm milling about. Some of them are seated with their feet and knees right up on that chain link fence. Good seats to take in a ball game. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth. Two-run lead for the Pheasants. Here's Jared Bolden. He is 0-for-2. And a curve starts him off with a strike, 0-1. Bolden reached on an error. Here he sends a high fly ball to center field, straight to Inoguchi, who comes in now three steps. Hauls in out number two. Olden, as I was starting to say, reached on an error and scored in the first inning. Two up, two down. It's Reggie Abercrombie looking for his first base hit tonight. Abercrombie 0-for-2. Popped out in foul territory and grounded out. Former big leaguer. Open stance in the right-handed hitter's box. Here's the pitch from Salazar. Swung on, driven deep to left field. No doubt about it. You better believe it. Clears the wall onto the parking lot. Bounces toward West Avenue. Reggie Abercrombie, his seventh home run with the Pheasants. And the Pheasants lead 4-1. RBI number 24 for Reggie Abercrombie. And with that home run, Coleman Heating and Air Conditioning, along with J&R Mechanical, will get out the checkbook and donate $50 to Operation Homefront, a nonprofit organization that provides emergency financial aid and other assistance to families of our service members and wounded warriors. The Pheasants salute our troops and Coleman Heating and Air Conditioning. That home run puts the Pheasants up 4-1 and snaps a homerless drought for the Birds. They had not sent one over the fence since August 15th. Here's Cesar Nicholas, takes a first pitch a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch, curve outside, two balls, no strikes. Reggie Abercrombie probably launched that about 400 feet. The 2-0, Nicholas waves through that. Two balls and one strike. Abercrombie has hit all seven of his home runs here at the Birdcage. Two balls, one strike. And it's slow, 3-1. What a pace, though, for Abercrombie in 23 ball games with the Pheasants, has seven home runs, a 3-1. Check swing, they appeal, and he went, says Rich Gunton down at first base. Three balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. And the payoff. Curve, grounded, weakly to short. Here's Ryan Pretty with a hurry-up throw. retires Nicholas, and that's the inning. But the Pheasants score a run on Reggie Abercrombie's seventh home run of the year. A solo shot, nobody left on base, and we go to the sixth. The Pheasants lead 4-1, Sioux Falls Sports Radio, 1230 KWSN.